I'll start with my first question, Gorbachev, and then, because I think it's more complete.
Okay.
So, I was wondering, Gorbachev, that in the 70s we always hear that it was a time of aggressive preaching, in terms of being very busy. Prabhupada was really pushing the devotees to preach and push forward the movement. And so in that environment, Guru Maharaj, I often wonder how you maintain strong sadhana, not just chanting, but also reading Prabhupada's books. A few weeks ago, you mentioned how you read Prabhupada Lamrit 20 times. You obviously read Prabhupada's books many, many times. How did you maintain strong sadhana in such a busy environment?
Yeah, in terms of general sadhana, in that time, in those days, there was like no such thing as not going to the morning and evening program. I mean, they just, and then we had an evening program as well. And it was just unheard of that devotees didn't attend. Of course, everyone lived in the temple, where 99% of the devotees, but everyone had to go. And I used to get up early. I used to get up at 3 or 2:30 all the time. And so I did my studying mostly before Mangalarti. I used to read because I was fresh then. And then later on, when I became GBC and so on, I had more of a schedule. Then I would, or I could determine my own schedule. Then usually after the morning program, then I would do puja, and then after puja, I would also read and chant at that time. But I mean, there was also a real malaise, and the devotees didn't read Prabhupada's books that much or study them at that time. As I remember when Chaitanya Charitamrita was coming out, then devotees were really enthusiastically reading that. So I think it was as much then as it is an issue now, that it was an individual thing, and some devotees did and some devotees didn't.
And how would you recommend that we can overcome that? Is it something that needs to be continue to be an individual thing, or are there measures that we can take on a wider level to try and solve them?
Well, education has become much more of a issue nowadays with devotees, and so we have VIHE and so many other education programs in India, in centers. In Hungary, we got our college. So probably overall, I think devotees are more educated and are more in tune with our philosophy than we were at their age. At least on an average. But once again, devotees need to really apply themselves, because anyone can go to school, but that doesn't mean that everyone who goes to school becomes a genius. It's only those people who really want to learn and apply themselves. Same holds true for understanding Krishna consciousness. Devotees need to want to do it, and even if they do it because that's the system, unless they're really open to it and absorb themselves to it, they're not going to get as much advantage as they could or should.
And so, Gurmad, you've often said that if someone really wants to chant Hare Krishna, then they have to show themselves to be serious about that. And if they really wanted to dedicate themselves, then the qualification has to be indicated by them being able to do it 8 hours a day. What if you had a similar person, or a person who wanted to read? Would you say a similar thing, or is it different when it comes to reading Prabhupada's books?
No. I mean, if someone's nature is like that, that they want to, you know, they'll sit down and they'll chant 64 rounds a day. In other words, they'll do their devotional service is full-time chanting. You can do that, and if someone will just sit and really read and study and stay awake and not fool around and do service just like I don't know, a book distributor would do, then that we can also do. I don't think that there's a risk that too many devotees will do that, because you require a certain type of nature. That's really a brahminical nature. And on the other side, what Prabhupada said, that if someone doesn't want to read and chant at all, then he says for them that's the plow department. Then they should just do service.
So is it based on material qualification or spiritual qualification, Guru Maharaj? Because you said that they have to be brahminical in nature, but that's essentially their guna, their kind of material qualification. Is there a spiritual aspect to it as well, for one to be able to engage with spiritual literature in that way?
Certainly nature will have some effect. Nature is certainly determining things. But as Krishna explains in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you can cultivate that higher nature, and particularly the most important essence will be is good association and the inspiration to do that. So ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha, by the inspiration of Vaishnavas, one then becomes inspired to do bhajana kriya, to take up devotional practice. And by that association, then even if someone doesn't have that much of a nature, but still he sees, oh yes, my business is to, I want to love Krishna, and someone who I love, I want to know about. And for that reason, devotees will, then at least they will read Prabhupada's books. They may not become very studious, they may not become as learned and so on, but at least they'll be very, they'll be inspired. Well, let me hear about Krishna, just like the Brahmin who just kept reading the Bhagavad Gita over and over again, or looking at it even though he couldn't read it. So he could, he followed the order of his guru, even though he didn't have the material qualification. He was attached to Krishna because he was very attracted to the vision of Krishna and Arjuna standing together on the battlefield. So he just went through the motions, and by that, Lord Chaitanya then certified him to be a real authority. So his material nature was still there, but still, by being faithful to his guru, by good association, by being determined, still, he became an authority on Bhagavad Gita, even though he couldn't read. But he went through the practice, the process. He went through the activity, and he devoted himself to that.
Since we're a preaching movement, if someone was inclined to read in the way that we're talking about and dedicate themselves to it, would you also expect them to use that knowledge in a more direct way in terms of preaching, giving classes, for example? Or would it be okay for someone to just read? What's the output of that
reading? Reading isn't just assimilating knowledge, because when you read, you also read in every one of Prabhupada's purports that you should preach. You also hear that Lord Chaitanya said, Amaragya Guru, that we should become guru and distribute Krishna consciousness to others. So someone who's really in tune with Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's enthusiastic followers, they'll be enthusiastic to give Krishna consciousness. And otherwise there's a problem of just assimilating gyan, assimilating knowledge, without actually realizing it and without giving it to others. Or just the nature will be is that devotees will want to serve Krishna. So even if someone chants all day long and someone hears all day long, then they're going to become inspired. Oh, let me do some service. Let me wash Krishna's floor. Let me serve the deities. Let me give this wonderful thing that I just read about to others. So Apaniyachari Kuriya Prachar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practiced and he preached. And that's also the same thing in conversation between Haridas and Sanatana Goswami. You're the perfect devotee, because while some people practice nicely but don't preach, while there's priests but don't practice, you do both. And that's what we need to know. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. He wanted his devotees to study and he wanted them to preach. Something else I told
you. Just going back to your timetable, Guru Maharaj, in order to rise early, I suppose you'd have to rest early. Did you find that difficult sometimes, given the nature of late night programs, maybe, or meetings, responsibilities, obviously, that you would have had?
Well, before late night programs came in, when we were just for Sankirtan devotees and so on, then it was easy. You just go out, you came back, evening program, and you take rest 8:30, latest at 9 o'clock, lights are out. And that is what certainly Sankirtan devotees, Brahmacharis. Then when things changed and staying up late and going to evening programs, that then became a problem, although we still went to Mangal Arati, giving here all the devotees who would come back, but then we had to make it up during the day. So for me, of course, that's not a problem, because usually I'm in, and so after lunch I take rest, and I'm sort of accustomed to adjust it like that. If devotees go out during the day or out all day long, then that's not possible, because then they become too tired. But generally, devotees who are preaching at night, they're not going out and on the street during the day, or they have a different program, so they need to organize their program, readjust their body clock in such a way that they can then make up for that lost sleeping time, which again is easy for brahmacharis, for grihasthas, especially for family men. All of this becomes much more difficult, because children have their own time schedule, and it's you have to work around them, they don't work around you.